This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The Department of Civil Aviation has announced it will increase local air navigation facility charges in increments rather than all at once. The Transport Ministry says this increase will lead to a more efficient and effective management of the nation's aviation industry. Originally scheduled to take effect in April, the increase will now occur over a longer period of time and in stages. Professor Muhammad Haridon is Head of Research and Innovation on Air at Infrastructure University Kuala Lumpur. He explains that tourism is the main catalyst of the aviation industry.
Yeah, somehow that notion is very true. We have tourists coming into Malaysia through our international airport in KLIA1, KLIA2, and also another international airport in Kuching, Kota Kinabalu, and Johor Bahru. And they come in millions every year. So you can see that these are the catalysts towards the aviation industry. But we also have our domestic sector where people in the business front and also traveling domestically, they travel within the cities within here in Malaysia. So some of that also contribute to the aviation industry. We also have a couple of industries, aerospace industry, and also aviation industry that build parts of airplanes, components of airplanes. Now, those industries also are the catalyst for the aviation industry. So as a whole, we have a couple of categories that actually could be considered as the catalyst of the aviation industry, but the main front would be the tourism industry.
He elaborates on why the DCA decided to increase the fees and what they want from the aviation industry in Malaysia.
I think what the DCA want is to be self-regulatory, to be self-sufficient. Right now, it's actually funded by the government, and a couple of Department of Civil Aviation internationally from other countries, for example, from the UK and a couple of countries from Europe, they're actually self-sufficient. For example, in the UK, they're funded by themselves. They do a couple of services, they upgrade their airports, and because of that, they get in return huge amount of return by the airlines. And DCA want to follow that kind of model because those kind of model is very, very profitable. And DCA in the coming years would be corporatized, meaning that they will not be under the government, but they will be an autonomy body. So that's why DCA needs to increase the hike, the fees of the airlines. And so a couple of fees, for example, the air navigation fees, and a couple of fees for them to be self-sufficient.
However, Haridon believes the increase is too fast and steep, and explains it will affect the consumer indirectly.
Well, it actually increased their cost of operation. They need to pay for the airworthy certificate, which is also increasing by nature by the DCA. They also need to pay for the pilot's license. If you have hundreds of pilots, so that the increase is significant. They also have to pay for the navigation fees. If one airline, for example, Asia, have hundreds of aircraft and they fly domestically every day, so it could incur millions of ringgit for them to fly those kind of domestic routes. So we can see that the operating cost has increased, and to overcome that, they perhaps would increase their airfare. So it would affect the airline in terms of passengers coming in and using their services, because we have a ticket fare going up and passengers perhaps would think twice of flying. So these are the kind of things that would affect the airline.
The DCA believes the air hike will improve the efficiency of airline operations and air navigation. Haridon agrees with this and draws comparisons to airports in New Zealand.
Of course, when you increase the fees, the services would also increase in terms of efficiency. And I think DCA is correct in increasing their fees, because I think with the fee hike, all of this funding, this new capital that they gain from this fee hike could be used to improve the equipment that they have at the airport, and also a couple of facilities at the airport, and also a couple of equipment like radar, up-to-date radar they could buy, they could purchase and put it into their air traffic controller. And also at the landing phase of the aircraft, we can also increase the equipment so that the aircraft land blindly into a couple of airports, because right now only KLIA have that state-of-the-art facilities for aircraft to land blindly in huge thunderstorms. So perhaps with all of this new funding in increase of the price hike, the fee hike, other airports could be upgraded. Other airports in Kuala Terengganu, in Kota Bharu, and perhaps in Malacca could also be upgraded. So I think this is a good way for us to increase our services. You compare to New Zealand, yeah, they have a couple of airports in New Zealand that have a great amount of equipment, state-of-the-art equipment that are fully functional and could be used by the airlines. Their services are state-of-the-art. So I think it's a good approach by DCA to increase the price side. We make us more competitive. We are going to be up on our toes to find many other ways to stay competitive.
Meanwhile, Haridon explains the need for the fee hike.
ICAO, they will do audits upon countries for a couple of years. They will take a look at the equipment available at the airport, whether they are sufficient enough, whether they are good enough to take in thousands of planes every year. And this has happened to our neighboring country in Indonesia. They have been downgraded because of their safety record. I did not have good enough facilities at the airport. Their radar equipment is not up to date. So ICAO has downgraded them. So this is a good move by DCA to increase the fees so that we have state-of-the-art airport. And also when they do an audit, they see that if our services is on par with other countries in Europe or in the United States, they will give us a good rating. So that's quite good.
Haridon discloses more on the government's role in this matter in terms of regulatory measures.
The government was doing is that it tries to make DCA an independent organization. It tries to take DCA out from the government, so DCA have their own autonomy to make their own decision and also to make their own money and be profitable. If you have an organization in the government, you can't be that profitable. You need to corporatize the entity for it to be profitable. So that's what the government is going to do. Get this thing out from the government, be self-sufficient, be their own autonomous body, make their own decision, and the government would just monitor what DCA has done. So it's a good, it's actually a good approach.
He also believes that the high fees will discourage airlines from increasing their flight frequencies, but believes that there are ways to counter this.
If the airlines have flying very, very frequently, of course, that would affect their return on investment. How frequent you fly will increase the price of operational costs, because the airways navigation cost is increased. But I think they could counter that by actually increasing the ticket price just a little bit, because the fee hike is done in stages, so the increase will be a little bit in the first or second year. So I think that would give time or leverage to the airlines to find out a couple of avenues they could actuate to remain profitable.
He also explains the fee hike will affect consumers, although he believes the effects will be minimal.
Of course, it would affect the consumer. Fee hike will also perhaps have an increase in airfare, and perhaps there will soon be other charges imposed by the airlines. Perhaps the airline will impose what you call service charges to cover up your costs. But all in all, if you compare the price of our flight tickets with others from other countries, is quite minimal actually. So I think we have to step up our game if we want to be an industrialized nation. Of course, the cost will go up, so we have to take it in our stride. And also, it's done in stages in a couple of years, so I don't think it will affect that much. It will affect, but it will not affect that much.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.